To study lying in children, Lee and his colleagues use a simple experiment. They ask kids to guess the identity of toys hidden from their view, based on an audio clue. For the first few toys, the clue is obvious. A bark for a dog, a meow for a cat, and the children answer easily. Then the sound played has nothing to do with the toy. So you play Beethoven, but the toy is a car, Lee explains. The experimenter leaves the room on the pretext of taking a phone call, a lie for the sake of science, and asks the child not to peek at the toy. Returning, the experimenter asks the child for the answer, following up with the question, "Did you peek or not?" Most children can't resist peeking, Lee and his researchers have found by monitoring hidden cameras. The percentage of children who peek and then lie about it depends on their age. Among 2-year-old transgressors, only 30% are untruthful. Among 3-year-olds, 50% lie. And by 8, about 80% claim they didn't peek. Kids also get better at lying as they get older. In guessing the toy that they secretly looked at, 3- and 4-year-olds typically blurt out the right answer, without realizing that this reveals their transgression and lying. At 7 or 8, kids learn to mask their lying by deliberately giving a wrong answer, or trying to make their answer seem like a reasoned guess. 5- and 6-year-old kids fall in between. In one study, Lee used Barney the Dinosaur as the toy. A 5-year-old girl who denied having looked at the toy, which was hidden under a cloth, told Lee she wanted to feel it before guessing. Lee recounts, "So she put her hand underneath the cloth, closes her eyes, and said, 'Ah, I know it's Barney.' I ask why. She says, 'Because it feels purple.'" What drives this increase in lying sophistication is the development of a child's ability to put himself or herself in someone else's shoes. Known as theory of mind, this is the facility we acquire for understanding the beliefs, intentions, and knowledge of others. Also fundamental to lying is the brain's executive function, the abilities required for planning, attention, and self-control. The 2-year-olds who lied in Lee's experiments performed better on tests of theory of mind and executive function than those who didn't. Even at 16, kids who were proficient liars outperformed poor liars. On the other hand, kids on the autism spectrum, known to be delayed in developing a robust theory of mind, are not very good at lying.